Welcome home. We are in Catonsville. I feel at home here. I've been here all day. I might as well make myself at home. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I got a handful of tickets left. We're going to be at Pappas all day on Friday. I'm here until 5 today. It is the big game this weekend on Sunday night. We'll be at Hollywood Casino. My wife and I are going to go up there. I'm going to play blackjack. I'm going to drink eyeballs. I'm going to watch Tay-Tay do her thing. So we'll be up there nice and early at Hollywood Casino. Big thanks to Maryland Lottery. I'm giving these out 10 times. The cash. We had a couple of winners at the bar earlier here at State Fair. It's been an amazing week. It's the final hour of our fourth day, so hour 32 of 40. 8 more hours tomorrow at Pappas in Cockeysville. Don't go to Glen Burnie or Parkville or Bel Air, please. Win Donation gives me a chance to wear the wacky hat, 866-90-NATION with the floppy hat, 0% financing. For 5 years, if you buy windows now, and I highly recommend you buy windows, but I'm doing doors this year. Wise Markets giving me the scoop on this thing here and sort of inspiring me to do this thing for the Maryland Food Bank. Caitlin Kirby's here. We're going to talk about Catonsville and hunger and food insecurity and some other things. But before we do that, I'm doing my final segment here of sort of normalcy over here. And you know, this girl was trying to cut class to come over here. I can come at lunchtime. I can get out of school. And I'm like, how about if you come at 4 o'clock? You know, I mean, I don't want to get in the way of your education because you're going to need all this energy to be the, it's visionary. And what, Andrew, tell me what this is.
So this is the student visionaries
student
of the year.
Student visionary. Yes. So you are the student visionary. So I've done a lot for LLS. If you recall, the folks over at Costas buttering me all up. They Johnny Bravo'd me. They're like, you look like man of the year, visionary of the year. And I'm like, you better change your glasses on that. So, but I said I would do anything to help you guys, and I'm signed up for that. I signed up to MC something a couple weeks from now. Canceled the trip to see Billy Joel and Sting in Tampa. Just said, no, I'm going to hang with these people because they're going to be nice people because they're doing the kind of work that 10 years ago my wife was diagnosed. It was awful. It'll be March 20th. It'll be 10 years. I've cried 8.5 times. Don't make me cry, but you're going to make me cry. Andrew Steckles here. He is the campaign development manager at LLS. If you don't know LLS, Leukemia, Lymphoma Society. And Kira Babs is here. Amy Babs here. I've emailed with you cats, mom, daughter, and she's trying to hook out of school. You're trying to aid and abet this. What do you think? It's opening day? And you're a survivor, correct?
I am, yes.
Miracles! Vonita, survivor. Kidney survivor over here. So buy them some soup or a bowl, a cup of Super Bowl. When was your journey? And give me the whole story on this, and then we'll get to your daughter doing a really cool thing here.
Awesome. So I was diagnosed June 12, 2008. I was 38 weeks pregnant with Kira at time of diagnosis.
With leukemia.
I had stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Lymphoma. Wow. So yes. You are, wow, and very pregnant.
Very pregnant. Yep.
Wow. Two miracles here today. All right. Yeah. All right. Keep going.
Yes. So I was diagnosed and on the 12th. I was admitted to the hospital on the 13th. They did scans and said, yeah, your cancer is the size of a large Starbucks coffee in your chest, and it's connected like a vine of grapes under your arms, up through your neck. So it was pretty scary.
That's intense.
It was.
Where are you from? What part of town?
Linthicum.
Okay, so they send you where? UM? Hopkins?
Yeah, I went to University of Maryland.
Yeah, my wife was at Hopkins. Yeah, so you're very close. I had Hope Lodge on earlier this week. You know, people come from BFE and they, yeah, you know.
We're
and,
so
and
fortunate
they need
help. To be so close.
I was 1.6 miles from Hopkins, 155 nights. So you needed someone to save your life? You needed a transplant?
I did not need a transplant.
Okay.
I ended up... they put me into labor to have her, and 3 days later, June 16th,
she came. How much did you weigh when you were born?
I don't know. How much?
6 pounds.
Oh, so she was
12 ounces.
Incredibly premature. She was a full size.
Yeah. She did good. She didn't have to go to the NICU or anything, so we were very fortunate.
So you quickly make a baby and then fight cancer, basically.
Basically, yeah. We stayed in the hospital. Ended up having a C-section with her. She was born at 10 o'clock at night, and by 10 a.m. the next morning, I was in for a lymph node biopsy. So
what was your journey in 2008 to full health? Because you look pretty freaking healthy, eh?
Thank you. Yeah. I had 6 months of chemotherapy. I started 2 weeks after
I had
Kira.
Let me guess, chemo brain.
Yeah.
Everything dries out. Everything's awful. Yeah. Like, okay, go ahead.
And then 3 months of radiation after that. So
that's all.
It's tomorrow would have been my last radiation treatment, you know, 15 years ago. So.
All right, man. Give her. She gets a bowl, not a cup of soup. Kira, what's your role in this other than being born and having a miracle for a mother? And I guess, how old were you when you found out, like, all this ish happened?
I don't even know. I feel like I've kind of known it as long as I can remember. It's just something I'm so grateful for, to be able to have her, you know, around and do all these things and teach me all these things that I wouldn't have been able to. I'm 15. I'm a sophomore
Spalding.
In high school.
She's sporting. She tried to cut school. Principal. What's the principal's name?
Mr. McCall.
Mr. McCall, yeah. She tried to get out, but I'm like, nah, we can promote your cause here. Because, I mean, you're doing this thing for LLS. And, Andrew, explain this process of what the junior thing is, because I, you're going to make me cry. I did Man of the Year, I don't know, 10 years ago. My wife was 80 pounds. She was supposed to go in for a transplant. She got thrown out because she wasn't healthy enough. So they moved her transplant. We thought she was going to lose her donor. Oh, it was awful. But I went to your event. It was great. It was awful. I mean, everything about that night was awful. We thought she was going to die. She was awful. People looked at her and thought, oh, my God, she was bald but looking good. But, like, I went to that event, and it was the event that Lee Tessier was Man of the Year. So this is 2014, summer 14. And so I went to that event that night. My wife survived once, survived twice. And you've changed the event. It's Visionary now.
Yes.
I can't even be the Man of the Year.
Yes.
Lost my chance.
Yes, it's Visionaries of the Year now. Be more inclusive. I mean, from a competitive standpoint, I don't know how... I'm assuming you're a very competitive person. But there used to be a Man and a Woman of the Year for the campaign. I mean, from my standpoint, if I raise the most, I want to win it all. So now it's Visionary of the Year. There's one winner. It's very inclusive. It's an unbelievable...
I don't want to compete with girls. How can I compete with them? How am I going to beat this?
I mean, from a visionary standpoint, the hardest point is actually competing with the students.
Well, so has the student component always been there for the program?
So this is relatively new.
The
DC campaign, they're actually celebrating their 10th anniversary this year.
Okay.
Which is the longest running campaign nationally for student visionaries. We are in our 8th year in Maryland. And the rest of the nation, we have 75 campaigns nationally. They're all celebrating around their 8th year as well.
When did you find out about this, Kira?
Last year, I was invited to the grand finale event that you'll
because
be emceeing in a couple weeks.
Mom won the lottery, and she's just a survivor, so you get to go, right?
Yeah, we were an invite of a friend of mine. He's a senior at Spalding, so I got to go last year. I wasn't a part of the team yet. I was just there as a guest.
Okay.
And saw our team win, like the team representing my high school won last year. So then I kind of got roped into it this year as an actual team member.
They're trying
so I
to
can
rope
help.
Me in, trust me. I've already offered an MC. What am I emceeing? What's this? What are we
That's
doing?
That's the grand
gala.
Finale
what
event.
Give me the whole thing. I'm going to shave. I'm going to do my hair.
Our grand finale is our big formal celebration, celebrating the students and how much they raised. It's all of our top students.
How many kids are doing this with you? How many are you competing with? And boys you're competing with too, right?
So we have 20 teams across the state. There's 43 candidates or team captains, and we have currently 183 team members. So about 240 students are competing this year.
Man, you won't have that many for Visionary, will you? Like, that's
no.
a lot of people for me to compete with.
No. Visionaries, I believe, right now are Maryland one. We have, I believe, four or five teams right now. They're going to be where we're looking for about seven or eight. It's very, very competitive for them as well.
If you run, we'll help you.
I need a soft field is what I need, you know? I mean,
well, that's what the,
I'm
that's
not
going to
win any
legitimate
for. Visionary of anything, you know.
We'll rope you in at grand finale. You'll see our honored hero, Ilani Myers, absolutely adorable. She's a seven-year-old who's currently undergoing treatment.
Let's get her better.
Hopefully, yeah. She's going through a clinical trial at the moment. But at 7 years old, she has gone through two bone marrow transplants. She's had three CAR T-cell therapies and now on her sixth clinical trial at 7 years of age.
You know, my wife here, she's going to make me do it. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you know. I don't know that this is my year, but, you know, but there'll be a year, you know, at some point.
Well, trust me. Once you get to that grand finale, you see everything that these students
Why
done.
Why me?
Because you have a great story.
You're Nestor. Like, you are Nestor.
Visionary. So why did you run? And you said you got roped into this. But I guess you ran, you saw someone else do it and thought, this is honor your mom, do it. you want to win, but if you don't win, it's still doing a good thing, right?
Peter? Yeah, for sure. Once you go to grand finale, you'll see. Once you go, you get fully invested in it, and it's so cool.
Do
because
I
have
a tux?
No. Yes, sir.
No, it's just a tie.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Suit and tie.
What did I sign up for again? So what are we going to have? Good food? What are we going to have?
We have great food. It's a great celebration.
You're going to dress up, right?
Of course.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we have a DJ. DJ Tim's going to be there. He's fantastic.
I dance now.
That dance party at the end of it is unreal. I usually have to kick everyone off because that's like...
And where is it?
It's going to be at the BWI Marriott.
All right, that's easy. I can get a room. Dancing all night. I'm done, you know? Big night out.
And then when you see the grand total...
Well, we had no fun last time. Promise you that.
Oh, you're going to have a blast this time.
It was... Yeah, that was a night that we did it, and I wasn't like... It was just a really hard night. It was a hard night.
Yeah.
So I want to have fun this time.
Yeah, why we do what we do is so horrible, but what we do, and when you get to see it in person at events like the grand finale, our Light the Night, our Visionaries, our Leukemia Ball, that's coming up in April, when you actually get to see the impact that's made, it's the most unbelievable thing. I mean, students in Maryland last year alone raised $750,000.
Big stuff. Amy, for you, the survival part of this and giving back and... I think I said this kind of flippantly to Katie and Dominic when they did the show. I said, we were leukemia'd out. You know, like I toured the country and doing swabbing people, and then my wife almost died again, and then I'm just trying to get her better, you know, and then my business and my work, and then Trump got elected, and then the city caught on fire, and then we all wore masks, and I mean, I lost my mind. I was going to run for mayor. The reason you're sitting here and the reason that has a check mark, does that look like a political banner? Because it was made to be one. So, you know, we've since adopted the crab. But, like, you know, we got to the point, and I know the work you're doing is important. That's why I'm doing it, right? But, like, I can't even talk about it.
It's hard. It's hard. We got to a place where we didn't...
And I talk for a living. I can't talk about it. I'll lose my ish, right? I don't want to lose it. I've lost it 8 times this week.
Yeah.
8.5. It's happening again.
I'm not a crier, but at grand finale last year, I was sobbing. Just thinking about what all these high school kids are going through, too.
You can't have me
MC
this, dude. I can't do this.
I'll be there with you. Don't worry.
It'll be good. You're going to be great.
A former candidate in this campaign said it best.
There's no way I'm going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
So we had a former candidate in this campaign that said it best. She is a survivor as well. Her name is Mackenzie McCarter. She has devoted basically every waking moment to try to find a cure for leukemia. And the reason why she hasn't taken one day off, she hasn't taken a break from this at all since she's actually relapsed, she's gone into remission, is because she flat out says, the people who are currently fighting, they don't get a break. So why should we take a break if we have the power to go out there and make that impact?
Well, we did a lot, and then it just, when the plague, and like, we're just, so I'm coming out of, I'm blossoming, I'm here with you today. I just want to cry on the radio every day, but it sucks. It's like, just talking about it, it's, the seat cushion came from her donor. They went to the game in Germany. The NFL game. He's German.
Yeah.
So the guy that saved her life was bone marrow registry from Germany. 19 years old.
Wow.
How old are you?
15.
You'll be 19 soon. You drive yet?
No, sir.
Other than her crazy? Just call me sir. Don't do that. God. Are they all going to call me sir at this junior thing or this what?
I get the mister and the sir and I'm like, I'm not that old.
Junior visionaries, is that correct?
Student visionaries.
I'm already messing up the MC. Student visionaries. 143 people like her? How many?
243 in Maryland alone, but we also
have... But
they're
all going to be there that night.
Not all of them, only the top team members. All the top candidates and team members will all be there.
All right, so what are you doing to raise dough? Let's go. I mean, come on.
I've done a couple fundraiser nights.
Call 800 number right now. give.
I mean, I have a donation link that people can use, but most of it is talking to businesses, getting sponsorships from them, doing fundraising nights. We did one at the ice skating rink earlier this week and had people come ice skate for a couple hours, and we got a portion of the proceeds from that. We did.
How about a bake sale?
I guess bartended last
weekend. Yeah, at Vita Taco Bar.
In Severna Park.
What's coming up? Where can people come and meet you and support you? Next couple weeks. What are you doing?
The team's doing an event at F45 in Annapolis this weekend, so they can sign up, and a portion of the proceeds are going back to the Cancer Wrecking Crew team, which is what the team is that Kira's a part of.
Cancer Wrecking Crew.
Yes.
I like that.
The reigning champion cancer wrecking crew.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's right. You're the reigning champs.
Yes.
They raised $168,000 last year.
What's the Spalding nickname? I forgot. You're the Spalding
Cavaliers.
Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Well, do you still have that really cool like dome down there? They play basketball in like a gym.
Yeah, that's we call it the new gym.
Is it new?
Not really, but our old gym has been there since the school was built, so it's newer.
They used to do. It's crazy because I just had the gal here who played basketball for Trish. They used to do a Christmas thing where they had like 16. It was a really big basketball tournament, and it was at Spalding at Christmas time. It's like during your break. It was like a couple days after Christmas, and I went down there and covered it every year. But you had a really uniquely cool gym, as I remembered.
Yeah.
But you're right on 97 there, right?
Yep.
What's the name of the road? The you get the right
Newcut.
Newcut Road. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. I knew that before I had Google. That was back in the 80s. Amy is here, and Kira is here, and Andrew's here. Leukemia Lymphoma Society, he's the campaign development manager. I try to get titles right and all that stuff. But you're doing so many things. Tell everybody what LLS does at heart, because I'm always trying to educate people about that, because I was not impartial to you or anyone else, or even Be the Match, but I worked with DKMS, and there goes my hero. They wound up saving my wife's life, and I had Michelle Bresnik-Walsh on Monday, and their whole thing was swabbing people and feeding your husband and your daughter when you're fighting, right? Like, so that's what Hero did. LLS is a really research-based, from what I understand, in the science of trying to save lives, as well as support survivors and support fighters, but LLS does a whole lot more in the research end.
Yes, we are a very well-rounded organization. So our mission of LLS is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, as well as improve the quality of life for patients and their families. So the goal of LLS, yes, we have the research aspect. We've invested over $1.6 billion specifically into blood cancer research, which does make us the world leaders in blood cancer research. But on top of that, we do devote a lot of funds to help support the patients. We have a lot of assistance programs to help offset some of the key costs for patients that have to get hotels, flights, things like that. But we also advocate for future generations. We have over 30,000 volunteers on Capitol Hill who are out there advocating for healthcare support for our patients and their families.
And for you, this fundraising, you run to the finish line here. You got about a month, right?
Yes. A couple weeks left.
2 weeks.
Oh, my God. It's already February. Gosh. See, the reason I know about your date is, like, my mother-in-law lives in Sarasota. It's a long story. Billy Joel and Sting are playing. And I wasn't really going to go. I just booked the flight, maybe thinking about going. And when you guys invited, I'm like, well, now I'm not going. And I just banged it. And I'm like, it felt like so far away. And it's like the Super Bowl felt so this crazy week. And I'm getting loopy, felt so far. But it's like the middle of, it's like Valentine's week.
Yeah.
I was doing Galentine stuff here. And next week, it's 2 weeks Saturday, right? Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday night. All right. It's in my calendar. I'll be there. I'll shave. I'll smell nice.
I'll make sure Katie harasses you.
I'll cry. It'll be all of that. Well, congratulations on your journey and
thank
your beautiful
you.
Daughter and doing all this cool stuff and your advocacy. I mean, I admire. I said flippantly, like, we were leukemia'd out. I mean that from just a. We were just. We were here to help, obviously, but, like, it's hard. It's really hard. How long did it take you to sort of be able to do this without
a while.
Making a mess?
A while. I got involved in a lot of different programs. Going back into, like, survivorship was the hardest part for me, going back into the real world, because everyone moves on with their life while you're going through treatment and afterwards. And Doug Ullman, this always stays in my mind, he said, cancer leaves your body, but it never leaves you. And it's so true. Right? I'm still doing things 15 years later.
My first guest this week was Brock Yetso.
Yes,
from the
I saw
Fund.
That.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a lot of work with them, too.
You HOCO? You're a Howard County person?
Anne Arundel.
I did
their cancer to 5K program, yeah.
All right, so you're an OG.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Amy and Kira are doing the... I keep saying junior because I keep thinking junior achievement because I had a junior achievement. Student visionary.
Good job.
If I call you junior, are you a junior or sophomore or freshman? Or what?
Sophomore.
If I call you a junior, that's an improvement, right? I call you junior next year, I'd be accurate. Next year, she'll be a junior, all right? Right now, she's a student. Sophomore. You're almost there.
Almost there.
I'm trying to think of what it would be like to be like in school and wanting to cut out to do a stupid radio show to promote my cause and all that. I'm sorry. What did I cause you today? What was like 6th, 7th period? Like, if I would have hooked you out of school at 12:30, What would you have missed today? What important educational morsel did they give you at Spalding today?
I would have missed my Spanish class, but that's it. I have lunch 7:30, no so bueno. I only miss 1 hour.
All right. Well, I'm working on my Spanish as well. Thank you guys for what you do. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll be well-rested, shaved, friendly.
They will both be there
we'll
as well.
We'll be there, too.
Yeah.
All right.
See you there.
I'll let my hair now look pretty. Okay. You'll see. You'll see. Paul might cut my hair between now and then. I hope my back holds up. We're here doing our final segment at State Fair. Caitlin Kirby's here. She's going to accept the good goods that the good citizens of the southwest part of town have brought us here at State Fair today. I'll be at Pappas and Cockeysville all day tomorrow from 9 until 5. We're setting up. I got guests tomorrow. I'll go through the list in a couple of minutes. I don't know who we have all sorts of friends and foes and... Everybody's coming tomorrow. It's going to be cool. I checked it out. Just like everybody today that came was pretty cool. So Pappas will have great crab cakes tomorrow. Cup of Super Bowl continues. Crab Cake Row, final segment. We're in Catonsville with a bunch of miracles. 1, 2, 3. We got all sorts of people here, survivors. I'm just trying to survive this crazy week I put together. Stay with us.